Test 8. Now open your test paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear 2 people talking on the bus. Where has the woman just been? A, a post office. B, a passport office. C, a lawyer's office.
So did you manage to get it done?
Yes, I did in the end. I had to show some ID this time before they'd stamp it, though.
I wonder why. You've used them before, haven't you?
Yes, but they say the laws have changed, and they're liable if they witness something officially and the person turns out to be up to no good.
I suppose lawyers have to do things by the letter of the law. Good thing you've got your passport with you. So did you manage to get it done?
Yes, I did in the end. I had to show some ID this time before they'd stamp it, though.
I wonder why. You've used them before, haven't you?
Yes, but they say the laws have changed, and they're liable if they witness something officially and the person turns out to be up to no good.
I suppose lawyers have to do things by the letter of the law. Good thing you've got your passport with you.
2. You hear a woman talking on the phone. How is the woman feeling? A. Frustrated. B. Excited. C. Surprised.
Please could you come and sort things out as soon as possible?
We were very surprised that no one turned up after our conversation on the phone yesterday morning, and we're getting a bit desperate here. There's still a leak under the sink, and it seems to be getting a bit worse. I'm afraid it hasn't improved at all since you last came. Someone will be in all day, so please come sometime today. Any time at all.
Please could you come and sort things out as soon as possible?
We were very surprised that no one turned up after our conversation on the phone yesterday morning, and we're getting a bit desperate here. There's still a leak under the sink, and it seems to be getting a bit worse. I'm afraid it hasn't improved at all since you last came. Someone will be in all day, so please come sometime today. Any time at all.
3. You hear a man at a hotel reception desk. What is he doing? A. Checking in. B. Checking out. C. Changing arrangements.
Could you please check to see if we could stay till Thursday? We found some extra things we'd like to do in this area, and it'd be good to stay on here, not to have to pack up again. I guess we could move rooms, though, if that's the only way you could do it. Basically, we'd like it if we could postpone our checkout till Thursday morning instead of tomorrow morning. Could you please check to see if we could stay till Thursday? We found some extra things we'd like to do in this area, and it'd be good to stay on here, not to have to pack up again. I guess we could move rooms, though, if that's the only way you could do it. Basically, we'd like it if we could postpone our checkout till Thursday morning instead of tomorrow morning.
4. You hear part of a talk on the radio. What kind of program is it? A. A history program. B. A current affairs program. C. A book program.
What will be contained in tomorrow's budget speech? I don't imagine the Chancellor will go for anything too original. He won't be taxing beards, for example, like Tsar Peter the Great in Russia. Or windows, as they used to do in Scotland. But I imagine he'll have something up his sleeve to help him balance his books with having to take the unpopular step of increasing income tax. What will be contained in tomorrow's budget speech? I don't imagine the Chancellor will go for anything too original. He won't be taxing beards, for example, like Tsar Peter the Great in Russia.
or windows, as they used to do in Scotland. But I imagine he'll have something up his sleeve to help him balance his books with having to take the unpopular step of increasing income tax.
5. You hear two women talking in a cafe. What are they talking about? A. Doctor's appointments for their sons. B. Their sons' birthdays. C. Their sons' computer lessons.
I'm just so glad you told me Charles had been called in. Otherwise, I'd never have known that all 15-year-olds were supposed to have a check-up.
So what did they say about Andrew, then?
They said they'd marked him on the computer as needing an appointment, but hadn't sent the letter out.
A bit careless.
Yes, especially when they need booster injections and things. I'm just so glad you told me Charles had been called in. Otherwise, I'd never have known that all 15-year-olds were supposed to have a check-up.
So what did they say about Andrew, then?
They said they'd marked him on the computer as needing an appointment, but hadn't sent the letter out.
A bit careless.
Yes, especially when they need booster injections and things.
6. You hear a man talking about language change on the radio. How does he feel about it? A. He regrets it. B. He welcomes it. C. He has mixed feelings.
Some people get really exasperated about language change, of course. They think that language has rules that are broken by people who are not properly educated. They despair about slang and about split infinitives and all that sort of thing. But languages will always change. If they don't, it means that they are not really alive. We may not like some of the changes, but we cannot stop them. Inevitably, some things are lost, but others are gained. Language changes to meet the needs of a changing society. Some people get really exasperated about language change, of course. They think that language has rules that are broken by people who are not properly educated. They despair about slang and about split infinitives and all that sort of thing. But languages will always change. If they don't, it means that they are not really alive. We may not like some of the changes, but we cannot stop them. Inevitably, some things are lost, but others are gained. Language changes to meet the needs of a changing society.
7. You hear two people talking. What are they discussing? A. A visitor to their home. B. The woman's work. C. The man's holiday.
When does she want to come?
As soon as possible, I think, now she's decided to come.
I'm glad she's coming, but I'd rather it weren't too soon. I've got an awful lot of work over the next couple of weeks, and the house needs a thorough tidy before she gets here.
Don't worry, I'll help. I can take some time off. I'm just afraid that if we don't get her here soon, she'll change her mind.
I suppose so. It's going to be really hectic, though. When does she want to come?
As soon as possible, I think, now she's decided to come.
I'm glad she's coming, but I'd rather it weren't too soon. I've got an awful lot of work over the next couple of weeks, and the house needs a thorough tidy before she gets here.
Don't worry, I'll help. I can take some time off. I'm just afraid that if we don't get her here soon, she'll change her mind.
I suppose so. It's going to be really hectic, though.
8. You turn on the radio and hear a man talking. What is his job? A. Translator. B. English language teacher. C. Zoology teacher.
On the first day, with all my classes, I used to take this toy lizard in and tell the students the word for it in all their languages. They assumed that I must know their languages really well if I knew the word for lizard, so that made them very careful about what they said in front of me in their language. If they tried to speak to me in, say, Greek or Korean, which of course I don't know at all apart from the word for lizard, I'd just say, "It's not good for you if I speak to you in your language. You must practice your English." On the first day, with all my classes, I used to take this toy lizard in and tell the students the word for it in all their languages. They assumed that I must know their languages really well if I knew the word for lizard, so that made them very careful about what they said in front of me in their language. If they tried to speak to me in, say, Greek or Korean, which of course I don't know at all apart from the word for lizard, I'd just say, "It's not good for you if I speak to you in your language. You must practice your English."
That is the end of part one.